You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The Michigan legislature's lame duck session is turning out to be very eventful and will apparently include bills that will make Michigan a so-called right-to-work state. Legislation moved in both the House and Senate yesterday after Governor Snyder stated his support for those bills. The day was also marked by protests and arrests. Gongwer News Service editor John Lindstrom joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Gordon.
For the better part of 2 years, Governor Snyder kept saying that a right-to-work bill was not on his agenda, and now we're apparently on the fast track to have that become law. How did things change so quickly?
It was interesting to listen to the governor at his press conference yesterday. One thing we have to remember is that while Governor Snyder was a businessman, he's also a lawyer, and he actually sort of laid out in a legal sense a case why he did this, and one of the reasons he did is initially he said it wasn't on his agenda because there aren't that many people that are unionized anymore in Michigan and across the country, so he didn't think it would make that much difference. And there were other things that were more important to deal with to start with, such as the state's business tax. But right to work has become a very, very big issue for developers. For business people, they won't locate in states if there isn't a right to work situation. And then Indiana, of course, earlier this year adopted a right to work law. And in his address yesterday during the press conference, the governor said that's put Michigan, at least from his perspective, put Michigan a very big competitive disadvantage. And the issue had become so discussed in the last month or so, especially after Proposal 2 failed, that he thought it was now time to move ahead and to take that step. And he did say that there were companies that, although he wouldn't tell us which companies, there were companies that had simply said they wouldn't even consider Michigan to locate because it did not have a right-to-work law.
The governor was joined by some union members at that news conference yesterday who say that they support a right-to-work bill. Why do they think that's a good idea?
Their argument, it's very much a free market argument. The two members of the UAW and a member of the Michigan Federation of Teachers argued that if you have the right to choose to join a union, then the union has to do a better job of convincing you that you should join the union. And therefore, the unions will have to work harder, and they'll have to do a better job of attracting you. It was, in one sense, very much the same kind of argument as you've heard with, for example, open choice on schools, letting people, not necessarily go to their local school, but go to any school they can go to that will accept them, forcing the schools to make a better argument for accepting and attracting those pupils. So it was very interesting from that standpoint. They all said that they were very pro-union. They all said that they would stay in the union. They all said that they thought the union was important, but they also said that they thought that they should have the right not to join the union if they didn't want to.
This did not have unanimous support among Republicans in the legislature. There were some Republicans who voted against the bills, as well as voting for the amendments proposed by Democrats. That included Senator Mike Knopf of Battle Creek. What are some concerns among Republicans about right to work?
Well, some Republicans, such as Senator Knopf, have a bit of a labor background. He, of course, had a law enforcement background, and we have to remember that these bills exempt police and firefighter unions from the right to work provisions. Some of them do have family members who are in unions, teachers, for example. And obviously, some of them come from areas that are very heavily unionized, such as Senator Casperson from the North. And so clearly, this would have perhaps a more dramatic effect on some of their constituents. They come from a background that would argue more for that. So one of the arguments that didn't get made much on the floor of either the House or the Senate, but one of the arguments that that were made by the opponents of it is that technically, technically you don't have to join a union anyway. Technically, every year the union has to ask you whether or not you want to continue to be a member. And you know, of course, the other argument they made was that in states that have right to work, wages and salaries tend to be lower. Fewer people have benefits like health care insurance and things like that.
Okay. John Lidstrom, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you.
John Lidstrom is the editor of Gong Renew Service on yesterday's vote on right to work at the Michigan Legislature.